Welcome to the Preventing Grace podcast. This week, we're coming to you on a Friday evening. We're about to cook all the einkorn flatbreads that we need for our upcoming trip of many thousands of miles. And we thought that we would do a holiday pot, not like holiday like Christmas. I use holiday in the traditional sense, like I'm going on a holiday to get away from my work for an entire month. That's, I think, the traditional American way of saying it is vacation. So it's too bad that we don't have a video, because I could show how I'm doing these einkorn tortillas.
Not following the recipe.
I am following the recipe.
No, you're just doing your own thing.
No, I'm really doing what it said. And the fact that you, when you did it, you did like, you had flour all over the entire kitchen. And it was like a bomb went off. And it took probably more than like 48 hours to recover from your einkorn flatbread making extravaganza.
If you were a good shepherd on the Sunday that we had First Communion.
It was just because there wasn't enough salt.
And you had the bread that Anne made with the children. And you noticed that it tasted bland.
It's because and as if it had, salt.
Yes,
that was the only reason.
She added no salt, and it was dry.
It wasn't dry.
It was dry.
It was
but if you had come to my house, the Monday or Tuesday after that, when I made the same pita bread from the same einkorn flour, you would have tasted just a delicious.
Okay.
Flatbread that was both crusty on the outside and kind of a salty, buttery crust on the outside.
You covered it with butter.
And,
I mean,
and then
really
inside
did,
it was like soft. It was like biting into a crusty pillow of.
Yeah, because you just like really did add more than one stick of butter to the outside.
Yeah, right, exactly. So okay, that's what I just tried to tell you to do, and you won't listen to me.
We don't have any butter, so there's just that. But also,
and I said I would go get butter, but you said no.
No, I don't want you to go get butter because.
Right. See, this is the problem with your understanding of complementarianism because I'm supposed to be able to tell you what to do, and you're supposed to say yes,
okay.
Sir.
But in the house, you're supposed to say yes, ma'am, because the woman organizes the house the way that she wants. And that's been documented by other people who believe in complementarianism. The man acts like a guest in his home, essentially. He takes his shoes off.
See, already I can tell what she's doing right now, and you can't see it because she's doing the video, is she's putting these really floured, flat pieces of bread on an unbuttered pan. And so what's going to happen is these things are going to be dried out.
They're
not going to fry. What you need to have is a fried.
No, they're not supposed to be fried.
Yeah,
because they won't last. They won't travel well.
Nice.
Because I mean, you don't
like
want them to go
fried,
bad in the car.
No.
And I'm not going to be like making them refrigerated. So they're going to have to stand up on their own to the fact of.
Mine didn't rot. We had them the whole week. You were going to the car.
No, I mean we ate them in like.
We didn't put them in the refrigerator. No, they lasted the whole week. We didn't put them in the refrigerator.
So you get one of these.
You're just making it. Oh, this is just really horrible.
Horrible.
It looks awful.
It's not. It's
can I
beautiful.
Can I put some like some oil on it or something?
No, I really I like it the way that it is. So Matt Kennedy, tell me about what you hope and dream will happen on your vacation.
I don't know. I don't care. I just want to have a break because I'm very tired.
Well, the children expect that we're going to teach them to cook because we've been watching Junior Master Chef for about 4 months, and they expect that in this single 1 month, we're going to teach them everything they need to know in order to win Master Chef Junior, and that they're going to be able to, walk into a room and just cook like a Michelin star meal. That's what their expectation is.
A student cannot exceed his master, so.
Well, so yeah, that's not going to really happen.
That's going to be the problem right
so,
there.
But we are going to be cooking our whole vacation because of the einkorn flour. We're probably only going to go out a few times because the flour is so gorgeous and amazing that we're going to be eating food.
Although we could eat corn. We should take our corn flour, too. We bought the kind of flour that you make corn tortillas from, And that also is one of the benefits of going down to Texas, is you get corn tortillas made in the correct way.
Yes. And so we will go out for that. We're going to go out for the real corn tortilla,
right.
The Mexican food.
Right, and we're going to make our own and test them and see if we can get one
that's perfected. See if we can do it.
Right. So
that when we come back up here for the winter, we're actually going to be just revolutionizing our eating. See, these are puffing up beautifully, so...
They might be puffing up, but they're puffing up dry, and... What are you doing?
I'm just checking it.
So, again, when you make pitas from einkorn flour, what you need to do is butter the pan extensively, so that when you put the flat bread down, it kind of, you hear the sear. And then you leave it there for like 2 or 3 minutes, and you flip it over. But see, Anne hasn't done it right, so she's had to wait for like 8 or 9 minutes. We're still not seeing any brown on the bottom of the pita bread. So what's going to happen? It's all going to dry out. It's going to be like you're going to bite into it. It's going to be like biting into the dust bowl. And
no, it's not going to be like dry. When you add a little bit of cheese and a little bit of summer sausage.
Well, sure, you add stuff. You add, like, maybe pour water over it.
In the car. You know what I could do?
Maybe you could pour, like, oil all over it.
And what I'll just hand you is a bucket of nuts, because that's what we ate before. You can just have your bucket of nuts, and you can just eat that. And I will eat this with cheese and avocado and
can I make some of them? Because you're making a dry mess of it.
We don't have any butter, so you can't make any.
No, we do have some right there.
Oh. All right, I'll do the next bit.
Wait. Oh, Posey, get down. So wait, you admit that I was right about the butter.
No,
so you said you just said you would make the next pan with butter.
Posey,
quiet. Sit down.
Because I want you to feel comfortable in this house.
I'm going to get Aiden to take his dog out. Because it sounds like it needs to go.
He's very sad. And that's too bad. Also, I think I don't have the pan. No, I do have the pan hot enough. So it's only taken me like a week to begin packing for this trip. And Matt has had tons and tons of appointments. Trying to make sure that, you know, he doesn't forget anything while we're gone for an entire month. The children are ramping up to be disappointed about their holiday. I've been left alone in the kitchen to talk into this fabulous device all by myself. So, tell me what you're most excited about for our holiday.
We are going to be, for the first time in a long time, not in hotels, or in, which the last, when my mother and my parents have done a great job in finding places for us to stay when we get down there. But this time we found a house, which has been great, so we don't have to...
We're not going to move around. We're going to
We had like one week here, 1 week there, so we're going to have a whole week in one place, or a whole month in one place, and that's going to be nice.
And we're going to go to the river.
Go to the Alamo, the Riverwalk.
Well, I would never say that I'm tired of the Alamo.
You're not tired of the Alamo. You haven't even seen the basement of the Alamo yet.
Okay. I know that I haven't seen the basement.
We haven't gone through the whole thing
yet. No, I guess we haven't. So, never mind. But what I was hoping to do this year is to go see all the other missions, because they've extended the Riverwalk to include all the Spanish missions, and you can walk the whole thing. And some of those old churches and monasteries are so beautiful. Well, no, I thought that would be something we did alone while we left the children with their parents.
That'd be great.
And then we always take the children to the San Antonio Museum of Art, which is a really great museum.
Yeah, if you go to San Antonio, which I was actually surprised, because I did not expect to see the quality collection that they have there.
So we've sort of been stuck in ancient history, Egyptian, Roman, Greek, and we keep trying to move past it, but we keep sort of accidentally cycling back. And the Egyptian and Roman sections are just gorgeous and interesting. And then on the top level, there's...
Oh, you mean in the museum itself? Museum. I thought you were talking about your homeschooling.
No, I know, because in our homeschooling, we're stuck in those. So every time we go to the museum, we're agog anew because we really were just there again. But the museum is really a lovely museum.
Right.
And on Tuesdays, it's free, so you can go with children and not pay the moon, which it would be. Last year, we got to see the Jamie Wyeth. We paid for that, and that was so cool. Because I love Andrew Wyeth, but the Jamie Wyeth collection was really fabulous.
And it was a special collection. It was a special collection,
and it was really lovely. Other than that, though, we go to Corpus for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and that's it. We don't go to what is that big park? Is there like a Six Flags or something in San Antonio?
What?
I think there's a zoo. We don't do that. We don't do stuff like that. We just let our children sit by the pool and complain. That's kind of our way of being.
We don't do the Astro World in Houston. That's not even there anymore, I don't think.
What is that?
I guess I'm dating myself. Astro World was the theme park, or the, not theme park, the like the roller coasters, Astro was a thing.
That sounds ghastly.
You begged your parents to go to when you were a kid.
I really loathe.
It had a Texas coasters. Cyclone, which is this huge wooden roller coaster.
That sounds like hell, like Sheol.
Yeah, it was
like
awesome.
If we wanted to go to Sheol, we would, wow. I really don't want to do that. But we do have to go to Houston for a day because
I want to see my mentor, Al Lawrence.
Well, and I have friends. I have friends in Texas that don't have anything to do with you.
I'll go see Al.
And I'll go, okay. Okay. We can split up for the day. That's really sad.
Yeah.
We should go together.
Yeah.
And, So that's going to be really fun. So tell me, when you're in the car and you're driving from Binghamton all the way down to San Antonio, Texas, you know, because the children are irritated and sad about the long hours, because we're going to put in like a 12-hour day and then a 9-hour day. What do you enjoy about driving? Because you seem to enjoy yourself.
I enjoy not dying, and I know that if I let you drive, I would probably die.
I'm a good driver, though.
You're a horrible driver.
I'm a really good driver.
No, you don't pay attention, and you drive too close behind the person in front of you.
No, I think you're thinking of your mother.
No, I'm actually thinking.
No, I'm really a good driver.
No, you're a better driver than some women, but you're
that
a horrible
is incredibly
driver.
Incredibly sexist.
I don't
feel
apologize or care.
And microaggressed.
You're a horrible driver. I've never seen a woman who drives with their mind.
That is just really
engaged.
Offensive. I'm just sort of deeply, deeply offended by that. And I don't know if
so
I'm
the
go on.
The best thing that I enjoy about driving is not dying. I enjoy that. And I would like to keep doing that. So when we get in the car, I take the keys and I drive for the pure enjoyment of breathing.
That's really sick. I'm offended. I'm offended by that. Because then I have to sit next to you and I have to cater to the every whim of six children who think that their lives are ending because they have to be in the car for more than 30 seconds. And they think they feel sick and they think their tummies hurt. And
so that's what you're made for. You're a nurturing person. Women are nurturing. Men are... Are the men who.
So
the
I would
who,
say, in the sort of complementary and scheme of things.
No, coming inside.
That you.
That was our son who had just gotten in from taking the dog outside and was complaining.
He needs to put him back on the leash right now. The thing that's different about our complementary relationship is that I am actually not that nurturing. I mean, of course, I give life. I give life with my own self, and I sustain the life of another for long periods of time, and that's very beautiful.
In a grudging and bitterly sarcastic way.
Yeah, really. So I really count the days for the wombing of the child, and when there's blood or complaining. I don't engage at all. So when there's an emergency room visit, when there's a need of a Band-Aid, what happens in our lives? The children come running to me,
and I say, go get a Band-Aid.
Go see your father. No, I don't say, go get a Band-Aid. I say, go tell Daddy. Oh. And they run to you. Yeah, you can get a drink of water.
I have a cup of water. I'll face
it. I'm going to drink it.
I'm sure this is probably the most boring.
So, tell me about the Kenyan election of primate.
Oh, yes, actually. We were concerned earlier, if you were listening to our earlier episodes, about...
Is that what this is?
I'm sorry. If you were listening to our earlier podcasts, you may have noted our worries about Bishop Weruru being elected as the next primate of Kenya. Guys, we're be quiet.
Yeah, we're talking to the internet.
So you might.
So that mommy and daddy can talk about the communion matters.
But Weruru was not elected. In fact, a very conservative,
crazy,
very pro Gascon bishop. And that's despite all the money that Trinity Wall Street has been feeding into Kenya. Via Weruru and others. So, I mean, it's a great defeat for...
I feel kind of sad.
For what? For who?
Well, I mean, they spent all that money. It came to nothing.
Yeah, it's very sad.
That's tragical.
Right, so it's very good. So Kenya, the thing is, if Kenya would have been... the thing is, in this whole issue, I think the Episcopal Church and also the Anglican... Communion Council, everyone who's trying to influence African provinces knows that they can't persuade African bishops that homosexual relationships are good. They know they can't do that. But what they want to try and do is persuade them that they're second order issues. That they can still be in communion with the Church of England or with the Episcopal Church. Even though they disagree with this particular issue, and that was Weruru. They won Weruru over to that position.
So it was
really, the question was: are we going to elect someone who thinks that this is a second order issue, or are we going to elect someone who thinks it's a gospel issue?
Wow.
And so Kenya elected someone who thinks it's a gospel issue, and someone who's going to continue Kenya's participation in GAFCON, which is excellent.
Wow. That's amazing.
Okay.
I mean, I'm always pretty hopeless.
Yeah.
I don't expect any good thing from the communion. So
right.
That's amazing. That's a very good cause to be encouraged. So how close was the vote? Was it?
It was apparently not very close. So it was a good.
It was a good margin.
Yeah, a good margin, and so. Now I know. It would be nice to know the inner workings of every province. I mean, how are they more democratic? Are they less? Are they more hierarchical? We don't know. I mean, I think Kenya is more democratic in the way they organize themselves. But as far as things go, though, he's a young guy. He's like 67, or I'm sorry, 57.
Wow.
And the mandatory retirement age is 50 or 65. So he's got.
So
some
he has
time.
Some time.
No.
How old was Wabukala?
I think he was fairly old when he was elected, so that was part of the problem. Or not problem, but it was part of the concern. So, but this one is young, and he has some time to really have an impact on Kenya and on the communion. I think he's a good guy. So I'd like to hear. I'd be interested in what your parents have to say about it. But they live in Kenya, in Nairobi, and her father is a pastor. Or an ordained Anglican pastor, so...
You should say Zer.
Huh?
Zer, father. I'm just kidding.
Oh, right, yes.
How bigoted of you to call
right,
me a her.
Right, right.
And to, fix me to a particular gender. Rather than letting me just be free to be who I am. All right, so I did better on this round. And it, of course, burns much more quickly, so I don't know if they're going to be cooked through as well. And so I did obey my husband just now in regards to the buttering of the pan for the einkorn tortilla. So I hope he...
And you can hear that sound?
Yeah, that's really amazing.
That's the frying of the pitas.
How do you like your patriarchy? Would you like a... Would you like some fries with that patriarchy and that?
That would be great. This is awesome.
That,
obedience.
That.
Obedience of the women.
Obedient women. Man. So, well, that's great. And, do we have anything else to talk about this week?
Not much. We're on vacation.
Yeah,
so
we
I
really
thought we
have,
should.
Like,
this is really we have taken about 20 minutes talking about absolutely nothing. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
We are going to continue to podcast through our vacation.
We will probably have more to talk about because we'll have time to pay attention to what's going on in the news and comment on it.
And of course, the most important thing in our lives is the inner webs.
Right.
The inner tube webs. And so we will be spending a lot of time thinking about all that stuff.
And we have issues.
And not, you know, I don't know. I'm so tired by this point. If we don't just, we're just going to have to get in the car and drive away because packing for 8 people and everything is too much for me.
So. Okay. So I hope we haven't lost our 4 listeners.
Our 4 listeners? No, and 5. We have 5 listeners. We have 5 listeners.
Okay. All right. Well, have a great week. We will talk to you in
next
the coming
Saturday.
Week. We may even make more this special episode podcast during our vacation since we have time.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. What we'll do is we'll probably podcast our way through the Alamo.
A great
because
idea.
Because that is sort of the pinnacle of human existence. Getting through the Alamo with 6 children is... If you can do that, you have sort of done everything that a human can desire to do.
That's a good point.
So, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.